100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. So the Third Street Songwriters Festival is happening this weekend. Very excited about it. It's going to be outside. Should be a beautiful weekend. And we've actually got one of the songwriters who's going to be featured at this thing on the phone right now. Blake Griffith, how's it going?
Good. Good. How are y'all doing?
We're good.
Yes, the weather is beautiful here, so we're having a really good day.
Oh, man, it's awesome. I'm in Louisiana, too, and it feels like springtime today.
I know.
Oh, cool.
Hopefully it stays that way, but we'll see.
I'm not going to count on it, but hopefully.
Are you from Louisiana, Blake?
I am from Louisiana, awesome. And I still live in Louisiana,
oh.
So I'm kind of a unicorn.
I
as
like
far
it.
As songwriters in Nashville go, yeah.
So, like, how does that work? I mean, I know, like, with CJ and Rick Huckabee, they all live in Nashville. So, how did you, I guess, get your songs recorded by those?
I mean, it's a constant battle, that's for sure. But I've lived in Louisiana my entire life. I live about 30 miles south of Shreveport, on a bunch of family land on a dirt road, and I've lived on this farm my whole life. And I started making trips to Nashville probably, I don't know, 14 years ago or so. And, you know, just too stupid to quit, honestly.
I like it.
You know, just started making connections and wrote a bunch of terrible songs and still do sometimes. And you know, I've been lucky to meet a lot of people who have kind of been on my side and rooted for me along the way and just sort of built those relationships. I mean, I think it's really about just not quitting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, I'll never be the most talented writer, or the best singer or guitar player in the room, but I'm not going to quit. So that's kind of, I feel like that's really what it takes.
I love that.
Yeah. So you said you've written a bunch of terrible songs, but I'm sure that every now and then there's a diamond in the rough.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Every now and then you get a little sparkle.
Exactly. Who are some artists that you've written songs for?
Well, the biggest artist I've written a song for is I have a song on Tim McGraw's new album. The album is called Here on Earth, and the song is called Hallelujahville.
Oh.
And that's my, I guess that's really my first major cut.
Wow.
It's a funny story. We finished that song at the end of 2017, and he put it on hold like 2 weeks after we wrote it, but it didn't come out till over 3 years later.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
So that was a very long and grueling process.
Yeah. Tim McGraw's a huge artist. Is there an artist that is kind of like on your bucket list? Like, I want to write a song for him or her.
Man, I would love to have an Eric Church cut. But
ooh.
The problem with that is he's such a great writer already.
Yeah.
You know, to get an Eric Church cut that he wasn't a writer on is pretty tough.
You can do it.
I write for a publisher in Nashville who's also a massive songwriter. His name's Jeffrey Steele.
Ooh,
and
yep.
And there's a Eric Church song on his new album called Stick That in Your Country Song.
Yeah.
Jeffrey
and,
Steele wrote that?
He did. He wrote that, yeah. And he didn't write it with Eric Church, but Eric heard it and was like, man, gotta have that. So
I didn't know that.
I love
Yeah, he sure did.
Okay. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you most looking forward to about this weekend?
Oh man, I did the Third Street Festival. Well, I guess they didn't have it last year, so the year before, what year was that? 2019. I don't even know what year it is.
Right, I get that.
Yeah, I did that with CJ and Rick Huckabee, and I got to know CJ because a few years before that, I came down and just watched, and actually Jeffrey Steele was headlining that year,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
And kind of got to know CJ a little bit, and we became good buddies just because of the Louisiana connection. And I got to know his mom, and me and CJ write a bunch, and me and Rick write a bunch, too. And actually, CJ and Rick have been coming down to my farm about every 6 months. We do, like, a little writing retreat down here and, you know, write some songs and do some redneck stuff and kind of hang out. So, but, yeah, the Third Street thing is awesome, and it's such a cool way to connect with other writers. And it's also a good way if you know, you're kind of starting out and you want to know, you know, what it's like or what it's all about. It's a good way to come out and connect and network.
Yeah.
So I would definitely suggest if you have a little interest in songwriting, please come out and hang out and talk with us, and we'd love to fill you in on all the things we don't know.
Absolutely.
Blake, so I hate to impose, but I love doing redneck stuff, and Abby's a really good songwriter. So, like, can we get an invite?
The beer is cold.
Hey, so that's how we like
come
it.
Come on down.
Look, and it says on his Instagram bio that he's also a badass barbecuer, so.
Before I really got into songwriting, I did a lot of competition barbecue.
Oh, wow.
So I've got a barbecue trailer, and I used to take that thing all around. I did a bunch of competitions in Baton Rouge and Gonzales and Houston and all those areas. So, yeah.
I'm not very good at much, but
I am good at barbecue.
Look, like it or not, we're going to have to come visit you.
Yep.
Please do. Yeah, please.
Well, I love it. And Blake, I am looking forward to meeting you this weekend. I will be out there doing my thing. And yeah, make sure you come on out to the Third Street Songwriters Festival. If you want some more information, you can go to thirdstreetsongwritersfestival.com. Thank you so much, Blake, for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely.
100.7 The Tiger.